And we're live. This is the official podcast. Now, this is my typical weekly announcements podcast, if you're new. The Taiwan special is more content-driven. The podcast weekly is my my update on what goes on in my life. I'm always changing stuff. Recently, I've been dealing with the issue of having to axe certain projects. And by the way, I don't know if you know, I just got back from Vietnam. I travel. I'm required to travel. I'm in Taiwan, largely as a traveler. And so as part of that, they say, okay, you're a traveler. You say you're a traveler, so prove it. Travel. Okay. So I travel. That's more or less the gig. That's not how the law is exactly written, but that's more or less the gig. While I was in Vietnam, I had to do a lot of thinking about just, you know, direction, where I'm going. You know, I've got way too many projects to be able to keep them going. And how that started was I would try to start a business and then I'd have to wait for the guy at the factory and he'd never get back to me. Well, I'm not going to stop my entire life waiting for this one guy. I don't put all my eggs in one basket. That would be irresponsible to do only one thing that isn't being done. So I'd start another thing. And then I'd have to wait for that guy. And he would, okay, so now nothing's going. So I'll start another thing. That was my solution. And I just kept starting things. And I theoretically, I could manage them all if I could work on 6 hours of sleep a night. And if I could, you know, engineer myself for the very minute and second that I would go to bed. I have trouble winding down and going to sleep at night. This is a thing. All right. Well, I'm having to ask myself what projects now I need to axe because they're all starting to work and become profitable. By the way, I'm drinking water here. I'm amazed at how incredibly fast I get thirsty. I'm having to constantly reinvent. And so I'm sharing that with you because maybe it could be useful for your own life. I mean, you listen to me talk every week. Maybe understanding a little bit of the inside baseball of Jesse's world is useful. That's why I'm hoping to share. I hope it's useful. I hope it's not a waste. So here's what I'm doing. I've recently come to a conclusion. Now, you may not see this elsewhere. On YouTube, content is not king. It is queen. Content is queen. And I don't mean content is Persia-style queen with Esther, who could get killed for asking the king to dinner. I mean it's Elizabeth queen type of queen. Elizabeth was a good ruler, the ruler that England needed. But if she married someone else, then that someone else would become the king. And by how culture and law worked in England at that time, she would not have as much power. So she kept her power by not marrying. All right. So when I say content is queen, I'm talking about Elizabethan politics. Format is king on YouTube. That's the sad truth. Because channels are not allowed to have series. You can't subscribe to a playlist. So when someone subscribes, I mean, you know, typically on a TV channel, 7 o'clock, there's this show. 8 o'clock, there's that show. 8:30, there's another show. From 9 to 10:30, there's this show. And people tune into the different shows that they want. On YouTube, they don't do that. If it's on the channel, it goes up. So channels should really be called shows, really. Their grouping isn't very good. Well, if I do my videos where I talk about a topic and then I come on and do this podcast weekly thing, that confuses my YouTube followers and they will unsubscribe because the format's different. The content's the same. It's all Jesse. It's all my manners. It's the same microphone in front of me. It's the same green screen behind me. But if it looks to be a different model, a different format, oh, they're done, they're gone. I could talk about how to cook eggs 1 week, and I could talk about the politics of how the president chooses what color of pen he's going to use the next week, and they'll follow it if it has the same shape, if my face is in the same place on the video, if I've got the same type of stuff behind me on the screen, if the audio sounds kind of the same. People will follow it. They want format to be the same on YouTube. It's a completely different type of audience. Totally, totally different type of audience. So I originally started taking a picture and then adding audio to that picture and putting it on YouTube a few years ago for podcast stuff. I started that to try to tap into YouTube. Didn't really work. I finally got a webcam and did videos for it. And it doesn't work. People don't want an audio podcast format on YouTube. They don't want to see it. So now me, I'm a video guy. I want to see some video. I prefer audio, but I'm not opposed to video. So my solution was this. I'm going to send these to Twitch. This is going to Twitch. So it'll be available for a few weeks. It'll give Twitch followers something to follow with Jesse. I think that the Twitch people might be more interested in Jesse. So welcome all you on Twitch. But after 2 weeks, it's gone. I'm not gonna do the money thing. I don't need to keep these up forever. These will be available as audio podcasts. If you want to have more access to it, the podcasts are going to say the same. So if you're listening on audio, you're not going to notice a difference. But I'm just sharing with you what I've been up to. So now you know. Another thing that I'm doing as I'm just sorting myself out, this is an ongoing process of Jesse sorting himself out. All these projects are coming to fruition. Now, I'm going to be making some announcements this week. Ink is a Verb. It's a YouTube channel that I have. I'm going to be putting a video on that channel about my products. And I've actually decided to do kind of a town hall meeting sort of a thing, kind of a Steve Jobs style prezo. Although it won't be in front of people, it'll be in front of a microphone and a camera. But I'm going to do that. So if you're interested, Ink is a Verb. It's a YouTube channel that I have. It's from a brand that it's my software programming. I've got software. I make money through software, interestingly. And that's a thing, and I'm going to be doing something there. You might check it out if you're interested. Another thing that I'm doing is I'm reversing the order that I do stuff inside. Typically, I will, on Mad Media Monday, is what I call it, I will finish my research from the week for the editorial blogs. Pacific Daily Times editorial blog is called Symphony, and everything's named after something musical. It's my musical side, and I decided to run with it. Well, actually, it goes back. You could talk about that. I was syndicated with China Daily Mail, and I wanted to do regular news stacks, links to other articles, and talk about it, news and comment. And so I talked with their chief editor. And he promoted me to being a kind of editor. And I said, what am I going to call it? So I decided to call it a prelude. So, well, that's kind of interesting. Well, then I got to thinking, well, why not use prelude's a musical term. Why not, you know, it's a prelude to conflict is what it was. Because I said, there's coming conflict in China. This was years ago. Well, here we are. You know, years and years ago, I was saying conflict with China was coming. Okay. Well, now I'm calling it the cadence of conflict because I think the conflict started when the shots were fired at Myanmar, to say it correctly. So, well, Myanmar is a different syllable. It's Mya. It's Myanmar. It's also the same thing with Kyoto. It's Kyoto is not a city. Kyoto is a city. Tokyo is not a city. Tokyo is a city. This is a thing because I study language. All right. So I finish the Symphony editorial blogs on Monday. I would record them. I'd write and do the point, 100 words. That's still going to go on YouTube. And it's also a podcast. I do those, and then I would do this podcast weekly thing, record my other ideas. The problem that I've seen with that is I'm in my creative mode when I sit down to record. Once I read those other columns, it's no longer interesting. So I'm going to just do this live podcast weekly first, probably record Taiwan special stuff first, and then I'm going to get to those other things. And we'll see what that does to mix up the content. You know, managing talent is a thing. And I've got to manage my own talent. That's you know what? That's a great place to end the podcast. So we're done with the audio podcast.